Good morning. And Monday morning, 8 o'clock, it's Postal Podcast time. But before I start my podcast, I want to say this. My name is Ken Hodge, and I am a member of National Postal Mail Handlers Union worldwide, and my local is 304. I speak to you this morning as a dues-paying member, not as a branch president, because I don't want to, and I am a branch president, by the way, but I don't want to give you the fake impression that what I'm about to say to you is sanctioned or blessed off by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, because it's not. This is a podcast, me speaking to the listeners, my podcast audience, explaining my position on an issue. The issue is the Postal Survey, the Postal Pulse. Now, again, I podcasted earlier in the week about my feelings on that, but I want to let it be known that as a mail handler, I will stand with the APWU, with the Don't Respond to the Postal Survey. And let me tell you why. It's a real good reason why, because the post office is notorious
for always trying to have an upper hand when it's time for contract negotiations.
So let's take that away from them and strengthen our unions. Now, I got to tell you, I'm over 35 years, closer to 40 years in the post office. You think about this for just a second. This survey isn't new. I'm saying this isn't a new process or technique that was just invented. So I have to ask you, of the surveys you filled out in the past, have you seen anything tangible? What you've seen is just a horse and pony show, for lack of a better phrase, where they're going to show you some of the comments or the responses they got to the survey. But nowhere are they going to show you, as a result of this survey, XYZ took place. I don't think they can show you that, because I don't think that happened. But I will tell you that it's that time of year when the Postal Service wants to take your pulse. Like previous years, the 2018 Postal Pulse Survey showed the USPS what we already knew. Your work environment is not good. Your supervisors treat you poorly and morale is low. The mean score changed by less than 1/10 of a point, suggesting nothing has changed at the post office. But one statistic, I guess the APWU tracks, was that the responses to the survey went down about 6%. And let me tell you, from the union's position, that's a good 6%. Because let me say this to you as I interject some literature that I came across regarding the APWU stance on the Postal Pulse. When the union, any union, makes a call that, hey, members, let's support this issue. Now, again, let's evaluate the issue. And if that issue is found to be worthy, then, members, we have to support it, because you've always heard their strength in numbers. Well, let me tell you, if the APWU makes a call to union members to take a stand with them on not sending in a postal survey, that's a small price to pay, folks, for showing solidarity within your union. Now, again, because it's a union issue, I definitely side with them on it. Again, the APW is taking a pretty hard stand. And let me say this to you also, because I always have to stop and clarify what it is I'm saying, because those Ken Hodge haters out there that hear me trying to educate people or inform people like to take and twist my words around. I'm not an advocate for the APWU. I'm a union member. And sometimes, just like when the post office wanted to downsize these jobs and close these facilities, and the APWU and the National Postal Mail Handlers at a national level got together to make a stand. Well, again, this isn't about the national level. This is just me as a union member trying to convey a message to other union members that it might be a beautiful thing if we all got behind the APW and let that percentage of surveys being sent in go from a 6% decrease to a whopping double-digit percent increase. And let me tell you why. When the union makes a call and the members support it, that gives that union extra bargaining strength when they sit at the table for negotiations. If the post office is convinced that your own members don't listen to what it is that you have to say, that strengthens the Postal Service's bargaining position. But if we stand in solidarity and support, again, by not sending in the survey, let's keep it 100, as I like to say from time to time. If you sent the surveys in the past and no change came as a direct result of what you reported in your survey, then by not sending the survey in, you're really not doing a disservice to anybody, but you're doing a major service to the APWU as a union to show that even though they made the call to their members, other unions heard that message and supported it. And you gotta know, especially if you're a mail handler, the APWU contract is settled before our contract. So if the APWU gets a nice pay increase, it's going to be very hard for the post office to say we're not entitled to equal or very close to when it comes time for us to negotiate our contract. So by supporting this small issue, again, we help send the APWU to the table with a little extra bargaining strength, which will have the latent function of strengthening the mail handler's position. That's just my perception. Again, back to the literature. You are probably being flooded with emails, postcards to your home, stand-up talks, posters on time clocks, and other tactics to try to get you to take the survey. And again, as I said earlier in the week, if the post office did anything that makes you think, wow, they did something that improved the quality of my work life, they wouldn't have to sit you in rooms and try to motivate you to take the survey. You take it willingly. So what has the Postal Service done in the last year? Have things improved since the survey was first put out and found that the USPS ranks low in every category? The reality is, the steps the Postal Service took to make your workplace more engaging are meaningless. And again, I'm reading from literature that I actually got it from the cafeteria at work. It was sitting on a table. You still have difficult supervisors, and you are having more demands of you, putting your health and safety at risk. Staff is being reduced, people are being excess, and morale is being decimated. Now, again, they know this, because it's coming from postal headquarters when we talk about that F1 scheduler. When we talk about things that don't really reflect your everyday work life but are used to adjust your workload. The Postal Post and any initiatives to get you to participate are not in your best interest. Again, I'm stating a position from some APWU literature that I'm reading. Postal management has not listened to your direct pleas to your supervisors, either in your grievances or in meetings at the local area and national level. Only collectively demanding compliance of the collective bargaining agreement and speaking in one voice will we force management to change their ways. Stand united and do not be fooled by these wolves in sheep clothing initiatives created to divide us. And again, we talk about initiatives created to divide us. Well, what do we got going on right here in Columbus right now? What do we got, like 19 new employee involvement committees coming about? And I want to take a minute to just address that before I read the last two paragraphs of this literature. I encourage, and I want to speak a little slower because it's going to sound as if I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth simultaneously. But I want to encourage anybody that if you feel that these committees, the video committee and the whatever all these committees we have going on in Columbus, if you feel that you can make a difference, go for it. And if you come and ask me, I'm going to tell you, go for it. But don't ask me to go for it because I know it makes no sense. It'll get you some time off the floor, maybe get you some good networking with some other people, land you a better job. But again, from my experience, and like I said, I'm close to 40 years in the post office. My experience is if you have a labor management meeting, if you have safety committees, if you have these committees already in play, you got to ask yourself, what are they doing? Because, and I'm going to say this to you, and this is what I'm saying, it sounds like I might talk out of both sides of my mouth on this issue. If you have labor management meetings that produce fruit, if you have safety committees that actually take steps to make your work environment safer, if you see these type of committees in play in your office, then I would say support the new committee. Because if the other committees are working and doing tangible things, I mean, when I'm talking about things that you can see, things that make a difference in the quality of your work life. If you're experiencing that, then help these committees out that the new plant manager is trying to put in. But if you work in Columbus, unless you have special vision, that special vision that everybody don't have, you don't see that. So if I have committees in play already that produce nothing, why would I get excited about new committees? You see, these are these little abracadabras that the post office likes to do to you. Again, instead of bringing new committees, why don't you put the committees in play that are in play? And what I mean by that, have a meaningful labor management meeting. Have a labor management meeting where issues are discussed, dates are set for reinspection of the initial issue, and then see how well we do. Again, in 8 months as active branch president, I demanded the labor management meetings. And when I say I demanded, that just meant I sent a lot of emails. You and I know that the union, I'm sorry, except for in my current local president and the acting plant manager relationship, the union don't tell the post office a whole lot. But anyway, we had those meetings. And let me tell you what I did on those meetings. I would not change the agenda items until they were abated. So we had about three meetings, and the agenda items never changed. Because I'm going to stay with those items until they're fixed. And they were never addressed properly. But anyway, last two paragraphs of this literature. Management may also ask people to join focus groups and participate in management-initiated events to make the workplace more engaging or more efficient. These are not sanctioned nor approved by the union. They were not negotiated, and use of them violate the union's rights as the sole representative of the bargaining unit employees under Article 1. Don't do it.
Now, the APWU contract.
I read that verbatim from literature that I acquired in the cafeteria at Citygate. Last paragraph, again, it's APWU literature. We have a negotiated grievance process and a negotiated labor management cooperation process to address workplace issues. Management needs to start following our contract, dealing with the grievances already filed, and making sure the hostile frontline supervisors are dealt with. Your union knows the pulse of those we represent. If a local supervisor or manager cannot see the problems without a survey, then they are part of the problem. Again, that was some literature from APWU with some commentary from me. Again, let's stand with the APWU. And again, I don't speak to you as a branch president. I speak to you as a union member, asking all union members, if possible, to investigate the issue. And if you find it worthy, then support. Now, listen, the Article 1 I referenced, that's out of the APWU contract. Again, this was APWU literature, but as I've said on many occasions, my postal background allows me to speak confidently on many union platforms. So in this case here, I'm just showing moral support on my podcast to the APWU. And again, I'm showing moral support as a union member. Hey, other union members, let's stand with APWU. Again, unless you honestly feel that it's going to make a difference. This is Kenny Hodge. Just a quick, not a quick, but a lengthy podcast on the Postal Pulse. And again, be informed and make a good decision.
A-A-A-A-A-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-P-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-W-